Well, I've been looking forward to this. Here she is, the winner of the inaugural event 2017 on the LPGA Tour, the Pure Silk LPGA Bahamas Classic that just recently took place, is Brittany Lincecum. And full disclosure, I've known this young lady for a long time. She's gracious to still return my phone calls, my text, and yes, I was privately rooting for her to get that sudden death victory because I was looking forward to getting another chance to talk to her and congratulate her. Congratulations, Brittany Lincecum, on win number 7 and kicking off 2017 with a victory in the Bahamas.
TJ, thank you so much.
You said you were nervous, and I've known you for a long time. You've won major championships. How nervous were you as that unfolded? It ended up going into sudden death, and you ended up winning. How were your nerves?
You know, it's pretty silly, but I still get nervous the same for this win as I did for my first win. I just think something about me, I just get super nervous, and it's going to be something I'll have to deal with forever. Obviously, I can overcome the nerves and still pull out the win, which is awesome, but if I would try to tell you I wasn't nervous, I'd be lying to you because I was very nervous.
What do you, at this point, say to yourself, or how do you control it when the pressure is on? You had to make birdie at 18 to give yourself a chance on the par 5 to get into a playoff. You ended up then having an eagle putt to win outright in sudden death. When you are having nerves, what do you say to yourself? What do you tell yourself?
Well, luckily I don't look at the leaderboard. So when I was playing just the normal round of golf, you know, obviously the weather was horrendous. It was blowing 30 miles an hour for my last 3 holes. So kind of at that point, it was just kind of, you know, patience and pars. Pars were good and just wanted to get done and get in the clubhouse. So, you know, when obviously when I went to 18, I was trying to birdie it, but didn't know that birdie was going to mean to get me into the playoffs. So, you know, I was just trying to talk with my caddy and not try to think of what was happening and just play one hole and one shot at a time and obviously try to make as many birdies as I could. But the weather was awful.
You knew, though, in sudden death, you had the advantage. And your comment after was, my hand was still shaking and I still had the nerves. Again, what do you recall saying to compose yourself? And maybe it was your caddy, Missy. What's being said to help you in that moment try to ice this tournament?
Yeah, it was very challenging. Obviously, Lexi Thompson, you know, her and I grew back and forth on the long drive stat all year. So playing against another long hitter on a par 5, you know, it's both of our favorite holes. My thought was just to get it in the fairway. It had been probably 30 minutes since I had hit my last shot, and the weather was so bad and it was raining so hard that I stayed in the scoring tent because I didn't want to go to the driving range and get all wet. So it had been a while since I had hit a shot. So when I got back to the tee on 18, I just wanted to make a smooth swing, hit it right down the middle, and you know, try to have a chance to go for the green in 2. Luckily, we both hit 3 woods off the tee and still could get to the green in 2, which was nice. So from there, it was just one shot at a time, and I just hit, you know, 3, I guess, or two really great shots and a couple really good nice putts to make a birdie.
Voice of Brittany Lincecum, who is with me here as part of the inaugural Playing Through podcast from FRS.golf. We love insight from the players themselves, and she is gracious to be the first interview on this new site, FRS.golf. So you've experienced it so many times in your amateur career and now in your professional career. That moment when you have tapped it in and you have won, what's going through your mind standing there in the Bahamas as you were to win that event? What was going through your mind?
I get so emotional. I mean, I made a putt on the 16th hole in regulation, and I saw myself like wanting to tear up. And so when I won the tournament, I could feel myself, I just wanted to cry, which is such a funny reaction, but it had been not a super long time since I had won before, but it had been, you know, over a year or so. So to get the win in the Bahamas, and my sponsor is Pure Silk, so to be one of the first players signed with them 8 years ago and to win their event, there was a lot of emotion.
Well, and then there was a lot of shaving cream because everybody came running at you with Pure Silk shaving cream. I mean, you've gotten bats with different things. You've jumped at the former Dinah Shore named tournament into the pond, the tradition for that. Now, this was the first with shaving cream. Was that a first? I think it was.
Yeah, that was pretty exciting. You know, it was so windy that I thought I could dodge the shaving cream for a minute because obviously it's not going to shoot super far, but you know, with the wind, if I can get it the right direction, they were going to miss me. But, you know, there was three or four of them, and I was covered. And then, obviously, doing interviews later and now taking photos, you know, even an hour later, I could still see it flying off of my back. It looked like it was snowing. It was a pretty cool tradition, though.
And it's cool for the sponsor, as you mentioned, because Pure Silk's one of your sponsors, sponsor of the tournament. Great sponsor moment. Hey, you said something else in and around this, and a lot of comments were made that this was really an American invasion in the Bahamas, that between you and Lexi and Stacey Lewis and Jarena Pillar, you were all in contention up on top of that leaderboard. What does it say for the LPGA and American Golf right out of the box in 2017 to have all four of you in contention with a chance to win?
Yeah, I think it is obviously amazing. You know, being an American player, I root for all the Americans really hard. Obviously, I want to see us all do well. I think it also has a lot to do with this is the Solheim Cup year. We'll be in Des Moines this year for the Solheim. So everyone's just fighting to get those points and trying to make that team. So I think you'll see a lot of American players at the top of the leaderboard this year.
Again, Brittany Lincecum with us for just a few more moments as she joins us on the FRS.golf Playing Through podcast, talking about kicking off the 2017 victory 2017 LPGA season with victory in the Bahamas at the Pure Silk Bahamas Classic on the LPGA Tour. She won in sudden death over Lexi Thompson to capture her seventh title. Okay, fun one for you. Success seems to change everybody for the good, the bad, whatever. You've won seven times. You've won a ton of money. How has winning and success and fame changed you, if at all, as you've gone along in your career now for a lot of years?
I still feel the same. I mean, you could probably tell me better. We've been friends for a while now, but I would say if you talk to people around me and my team that I am the same as I was, you know, 13 years ago when I joined the LPGA Tour. You know, I try to be down to earth. I try to do interviews and take pictures and sign autographs and do all that fun stuff to just stay humble and, you know, to give back my time for a few seconds to a game that has given me so much. It's like a dream come true. So I think everyone would tell you that I'm pretty down to earth. You know, I come home, I put the clubs away, I go fishing, we play tennis and watch movies. You know, normally I'm walking around with jeans and a fishing t-shirt on. You know, I'm pretty down to earth, so I like to keep it that way.
I would agree with all of that. She's never changed. I would say this to the audience. She is the same down-to-earth person. I would say demands on your time, interviews like what you're doing here, sponsor events because you're in demand, because you're winning, and because you're successful. Do you just accept that this is part of success, part of winning, that everybody is going to want some of your time, going to want a piece of you, a piece of your time figuratively?
Absolutely. I mean, anytime I get to do interviews with you or anyone else, obviously it means I've done something good. And obviously, you know, I can't be upset about that. So, you know, my agent's really good at, you know, managing my time. He knows not to fill me up too much. He knows that I like to take naps in the afternoon. So we have a good schedule of the thing going. And obviously, the weeks of majors are the times when you have to do more interviews and stuff like that. But I think we're pretty good at, you know, managing my time and not overloading it too much. But obviously, winning, there's a lot of interviews and stuff that come with that, but that's expected and that's very exciting.
Okay, couple more, and these are fun ones. The LPGA is not playing again until really a little later on in February in Thailand. What does it mean to walk around for 2 or 3 weeks being the winner of the first event of the year and being the only champion right now for a while? Because it's going to be that way for 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, I feel like you know, every time I go to like LPGA.com here for the next couple weeks, you know, it's just going to be my picture, a lot of people talking about me, which is very exciting. But on the second hand, you know, I would love to be playing this week or next week even, just to kind of keep the momentum going and not lose whatever thing that I had last week. You know, golf is such a silly game that from one day to the next, it can change overnight. So I would love to be playing right now, but obviously, like you said, I don't leave until for like 18 more days. So, you know, just got to do a little practicing at home, maybe a little fishing, and just try to do the same things I did before the Bahamas.
You've referenced fishing twice. She loves to go on her boat off of the coast of Pinellas County or in Tampa Bay. What are we fishing for right now in February? What's hot? What's in season to catch?
You know, my favorite thing is just to catch whatever the biggest fish I can possibly catch. So I go offshore a lot. I love the Goliath grouper. catching sharks.
Wow.
Can't eat any of those. But
biggest shark. Let me stop you. Biggest shark that you've caught? I've never asked you this. Biggest shark weight wise? Do we have an idea?
You know, not really. I mean, I think it would be my hammerhead shark that I caught, and he was probably 8 or 9 feet. I mean, there's probably somewhere online.
How long did it take you to reel that in? I mean, we're not talking about that took 2 minutes. How long did that take?
No, probably 45 minutes. He comes to the boat, and he goes away, and then he comes back. And actually, a new thing that we've been doing, my husband actually is my captain when we go through this, we're doing the triple tails. I have never done that before, and I finally got one right before I went to the Bahamas, so maybe that's my new one.
What is a triple tail? Is that a shark or a different type of fish? I'm ignorant. What's a triple tail?
No. It's just like another little fish, but he has three tails. So he's very fast and pretty cool.
Well,
I only caught one, so I'm pretty intrigued.
We got to look into that. She's got the fishing. She's got the golf. She got her seventh win in the Bahamas, as we keep mentioning, to kick off the 2017 season. One more on the outlook. You mentioned Solheim Cup. Does this rearrange any goals? Are your goals the same now that you've won? I mean, because all the conversations about player of the year and leading the money list, they all are going to come into play if you keep winning. Has it changed any of the goals or the outlook on 2017 this early to have won this early?
No, it's the same. You know, I hated looking it up, but I wanted to kind of know where I stood on the Solheim Cup ranking. I believe I'm seventh right now. Obviously, 12 players get to play, but once you get further down the list, there's captain's picks, and there's goes off Rolex rankings, and there's different scenarios that can happen. So definitely need to keep playing well, get a few more points, hopefully get in the top five on that Solheim Cup list. And then, player of the year, money leader, that's all secondary. You know, making the Solheim Cup team is by far my goal for the year. And, I've been on five teams already, and I would never want to miss another one. So definitely representing my country would be the coolest thing this year.
Well, that is one of her goals, and she's already checked off one off the list. She won right off the bat in the Bahamas at the Pure Silk Bahamas Classic on the LPGA Tour. Brittany Lincecum, you're always a treat. Thank you for hanging with me here on FRS.Golf and the Playing Through podcast. Good luck. If you allow me to bother you later in the golf season, I would love to bother you later in the golf season. But congrats, you winner, you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It was cool to be the first one on your podcast.